You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Isaac Saftless right here at 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York, for the continued support for this program. The Nielsen ratings, of course, Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company, has this show in the top 10 in New York AM radio, and we've been delivering great business content for 5 years. However, tonight's show is a special edition of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC, presented by Investors Bank. As the world deals with COVID-19, the COVID-19 pandemic, executives at Investors Bank will be sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. Unfortunately, everyone has been deeply affected by the life-changing realities caused by COVID-19, and many businesses will benefit from the practical financial information about moving forward in a drastically different way. And without further ado, I'm going to welcome a very, very special guest. He's no stranger here to this show, but certainly it wasn't under the type of conditions that we wanted. Dominic Acama, President and COO of Investors Bank, thank you so much for joining me, taking out of your hectic schedule these days and joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, you're welcome, Yitzhak, and thank you very much for having me on the program today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and you know, I remember it was a couple of months ago, feels like years ago. I mean, like, how the world changed in a few days, a few weeks. Like, wow. And that really leads me to my opening question, Dominic, and that is, how has Investors Bank changed and adjusted its banking operations during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, you know, you're exactly right, Yitzhak. The world has changed in such a brief period of time. And, you know, before I answer the question, let me just say to you, I hope you and your family are well, and you know your listeners are practicing the guidelines of the CDC, because it's really the only way that we're going to arrest this virus. Mm-hmm. But the world here has changed at Investors Bank pretty drastically. As we headed into the month of March and started to recognize that this pandemic was really coming to fruition, we started to meet as a management team, and we made a number of decisions. Just in terms of our branches and our branch employees, our number one objective was to protect our employees and our customers and ensure their safety and their health and their well-being. And as a result, in order to continue to do business, but at the same time, as I said, protect their health and well-being, we made some modifications to the way we managed the branches. The branch hours were actually shortened from 9 to 4 p.m. on weekdays and 9 to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. We also encourage more of our customers to do their business through our drive-through. We have drive-up facilities in many of our branches in New Jersey. Of course, in Brooklyn, we don't have that many. And in cases where the drive-ups weren't available, we kept the lobbies closed. However, we had the lobbies staffed with people so that in the event a customer wanted to come to the bank and meet with someone, to the extent they needed to transact some business in person, number one, we asked them to make an appointment, and number two, we asked that they practice social distancing. We also increased the limit that people can take from their ATM machines. And we put extra cash in the ATM machines because we anticipated that more people would be using those to get cashes. Of course, as I said, employees that stay in the office, have to practice social distancing. We've cleaned most of our facilities. We clean them 2 to 3 times a day using stepped-up cleaning processes and cleaning liquids. And today, as we sit here today, over 70% of our employees are working from home. So it's been a drastic change to the bank, but you know, the most important thing for your listeners to understand is, you know, business is operating as usual, and we're working on a daily basis, and the bank is doing well.
My guest is Dominic Acama, President and COO of Investors Bank. It's not easy to get a president of a bank on a show, but really, I thank you for carving out a few minutes to spend with us. I hope it's okay. I have a few more questions.
Of course.
Amazing. Thank you. What steps has Investors Bank taken to keep its banking teams as well as its clients safe and secure during these uncertain times? You touched on it, but still perhaps you could elaborate on that delicate point.
Sure. And it is such an important point. I don't mind repeating some of the answers. One, we are having employees, most of our employees are working from home. Over 70% of the 2,000 people that we have here are working from home. Employees that have to come into the office because of different responsibilities, we are ensuring that they work they're practicing social distancing. That is, they work at least 6 feet apart. We have stepped up the cleaning processes. We're cleaning our locations 2 to 3 times a day. We're using a different material to clean the buildings and the offices. And most important for our customers, we've closed our lobbies. We're encouraging them to use our mobile banking tools, our online banking tools. We're encouraging them to use our drive-through facilities. And when absolutely necessary, in the event they need to come to the bank to see someone to open a business account or close on a loan, we ask that they call the facility, they call our branch, they can call the branch that they work with every day, and they can ask for an appointment, and they'll be seen in the branch lobby. So those are some of the things we want to do to ensure the safety and health and well-being of our customers and our employees during this unprecedented, horrific period in our lives.
Yeah. So, Mr. Kama, we understand that teams at Investors Bank branches are reaching out to assist their clients, especially, if I may add, older and at-risk clients. How have your clients responded to the extra efforts that you've made during these, very, very anxious moments?
Oh, Yitzhak, oh, so grateful. Many of them, we have customers who are in their 70s, 80s, and even in their 90s who are reaching out, and they're expressing their gratitude in such a way that we, our team members, remember them. Some of the other steps that we're taking is, when you think about what our healthcare workers are going through today, we have teams bringing lunch, meals to the different units at the hospitals. I mean, I'm a Brooklyn boy, as you know, and we've brought lunch over to Maimonides Hospital and Methodist Hospital.
Nice.
We've brought food to Richmond University Medical Center in Staten Island, and we haven't forgotten our friends on Long Island at the Northwell Hospital, LIJ, and Cohen's Children's Hospital. So those are just some of the things that we're doing. I'm encouraging the team to continue to reach out to hospitals, to food banks, to see where is it that we can help. Investors Bank believes in its community, and we want to reach out to those folks on the front line and who really need the help. And if we can do that and make their days a little bit easier, we've accomplished a lot.
So special. Now, we've heard in general, and of course, following the unfortunate meltdown in 2008-2009, that banks, we all remember that well, and how the importance today to communicate to everyone out there that banks are strong. So we've heard that banks have the adequate capital reserves, and actually that Investors Bank in particular has significant resources to meet the consumer and business clients' needs. What type of questions or concerns have you heard from your clients, especially small businesses?
Well, small businesses, well, most customers, Yitzhak, are asking the right questions, and they're the same ones that you're alluding to, and that is, how strong is Investors Bank? How liquid is Investors Bank? And those two questions are very important, and I'm proud to say that Investors Bank has been in business for over 90 years, and we've gone through many world-changing events, and we are considered one of the strongest banks in the United States today. In addition, our liquidity is very important. That is the ability to meet customer demands for deposits, for withdrawals, is something that's so important. And as I said, I'm proud that Investors Bank survived the Great Recession of 2008 with flying colors and will survive this pandemic with flying colors also. We meet as a team more often to ensure that our numbers are trending in the right direction. We do that on a constant basis, and it's so important during a period like this because you want to make sure that you can exude confidence in your customers and ensure and assure them that their money is safe here at Investors Bank. And I'm, as I said, very proud to say that our customers feel very good about having their money here at Investors Bank.
Now, just to stay on this theme, especially the importance of communication, what are some of the key messages that Investors Bank is conveying to reassure and serve its consumers and business clients, as well as local communities, during this pandemic?
We're here to help. That's the message. We're here to help. We're a part of the community. If customers go to our website, they'll find a number of messages related to COVID-19. They'll find a videotaped message from our chairman, Kevin Cummings, who speaks directly to our customers, assuring them that we're here to help and we are a strong and financially sound institution. And any way that we can provide service, whether it be philanthropically, whether we're contributing funds to food banks or hospitals or helping customers through a difficult period because of the fact that they may have been laid off from their job and don't have the income they once had and they're worried about where their next dollar is going to come from, our message is we are here to help.
Now, you know, during this COVID-19 pandemic, which, you know, took the world by storm, and we're all trying to, you know, mitigate the healthcare crisis to the degree possible. How is it changing the way that banks serve their clients? And if I may, just to continue on this question, what do you see as the most important action that Investors Bank is taking during this pandemic?
Well, it's communication. You know, we are communicating to our clients. Our loan relationship managers are reaching out to their loan clients almost on a daily basis to make sure that their businesses are okay. And in the event that they're not, you know, we're telling them how we can help them. The other message that is being conveyed out there to our customers is to make more use of our online banking tools and our mobile banking tools. You know, tools like remote deposit capture are so important during a period like this when you don't want to get to the bank, you don't want to go out of your house, you're being told to stay home, and you have checks that you want to deposit. You can either use our mobile banking deposit application or our remote deposit tools. And I think, you know, going back to what are the ways that this COVID-19 pandemic is going to change banking, I think you'll see that folks that were not comfortable using some of the digital tools that are available today are going to get more comfortable with them because, you know, it helps you when you can deposit your check by just laying it on your kitchen table and taking a picture of it with your phone and then seeing it appear in your deposit balance the next day. It's reassuring, and you didn't have to go out of the bank to do it.
Folks, we still have a few more minutes with Dominic Cama, President and COO of Investors Bank. Later on in the program, we're going to hear from Michael McIntyre, Head of Business and Government Banking, as well as Bill Brown, Chief Retail Banking Officer. And with Bill in particular, we are going to talk about how to protect yourself from scams, from phishing, which is, of course, so critical, especially in light of the fact that we're all doing transactions online. Mr. Cama, can you please share the bank's mortgage relief plan?
Of course. Mortgage payments have been the number one question that we've been getting from our customers. Please tell me what you can do to help me during this pandemic. That's the question that we've been getting. And we're happy to say to customers that, look, first of all, let me be clear. If you can afford to make your mortgage payment, please make it. However, if you can't make it because you've lost a job or your spouse has lost a job and you want to preserve income, then we're prepared to help you. For residential mortgage holders, we are waiving late charges for the next 3 months. We're also ready to enter into a payment deferral program with them for up to 3 months. That is, we will disallow the payment from occurring for the next 3 months so as to give the customer an opportunity to get back to work, get themselves back up on their feet. And that little relief that we can give them for that three-month period can help them do that. Now, of course, you know, the 3 months of deferral is exactly that. And I want to be clear. The bank will work with the customer on ways to pay back that three-month deferral, whether it be over the remaining life of the loan or through some balloon payment at some point in time. But the important thing is that if you can't afford to make your mortgage payment for the next 3 months, please call us. We'll work with you. We'll waive your late charges, and we'll work something out so as to give you some relief through this terrible crisis.
But you stressed a very important point, and that is communication both ways. I mean, the bank has been doing its utmost to reach out to the clients, yet at the same time, if someone has an issue, they really must reach out and be in touch with the bank and communicate in order to make things work out.
Communication is the key. And also, during this time, you can imagine that people are calling, they're concerned, they have questions. We've increased our staff in our call center. We have enhanced the language on our website so as to make it more clear as to what actions we will take. But Yitzhak, your words are so important, and something that I say to people all the time. If you start to get in trouble, the best thing you can do is call the bank right away. Be transparent. Let them know what trouble you're in, how you're being affected, and then how we can work together to remedy the situation going forward. That communication is critical.
Dominic, before I let you go, you're a young guy, but you know, you have life experience. You've been out there. Perhaps you could share. I mean, now nothing could have prepared us for what we're going through. We know that. But still, you know, you have life experience. Perhaps you could share something that the listeners can take away and put into practice these days. Like, oh, that's a great tip that Dominic shared on the program.
Yeah, Yitzhak, my tip comes down to two words. Don't panic. This too shall pass. The worst thing that people can do, I mean, when you look at what's happened in the stock market, in the equity markets, and we've had a 30% decline in the equity markets, and people panic, and they want to cash in their stocks, and they want to take their money out, and basically by doing that, they're locking in their losses. And so, you know, my advice is to stay calm, not to panic. Recognize that the U.S. government is making tremendous strides to help the customers in this environment. They are injecting a significant amount of liquidity into the banking system so that banks continue to lend. They've just signed the CARES package, which is a $2 trillion package intended to put cash in the hands of people so that they can put food on their table. realize this, unlike 2008, this is not a financial crisis. This is a health crisis. And so it's so important at this point to keep your health, keep your well-being of your family, keep them safe, and your money will be okay as long as you don't panic and you stay calm.
Such great advice. The listeners know, week in and week out, we come up with great guests. And of course, this week is no different, especially during this very, very severe time. And our hearts go out to everyone out there. Everyone should be safe, as Dominic pointed out when he first came on. We're going to still have more guests from Investors Bank during this program. Dominic, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yitzhak, thank you so much for having me on. And please, to you and all your listeners, stay safe, protect your health, and hold your family close to you. It's such an important time in our lives.
So special, folks. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.